Big Center joining us here on Radio Row, Wes Neighbors, now media mogul as well. Media guy.
And I don't know about glamour position. You know, when your opposite end is your vocal point, that's not necessarily good. Especially when Mike Shula was your quarterback. And, of course, I saw Walter Lewis in here, was down here, and he ran in with you. He goes, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
And I had my headset up. I got off the air to talk to him. And he was here to see the Texas A&M coach.
Kevin Sumlin,
who grew up next door to him.
I'd forgotten that he was actually born in Bruton and
moved away. Yeah, when he was a kid, but he came in the summer every year and hung out with Walter.
Did not realize that.
You never know. That's just such a small world.
It really is. Let's start there. As a guy who played in this league, who's followed at Texas A&M now in there and part of it. And Kevin Sumlin obviously is a guy who's making the most of an opportunity there at College Station.
Yeah, you know, it's just the conference continues to grow. It's all about households, all about money. And Texas A&M is kind of, you know, the whole SEC is kind of taking over the state of Texas. I mean, how many students go to Alabama now from Texas?
Right.
I mean,
it's
in the thousands. And a large percentage, I think the more people from out of state from Texas is the largest contingent of out of state students in Texas. And they kind of flipped the cards on Texas, in my opinion. I mean, who's getting more attention, Texas A&M or Texas?
No, I agree. That's been a big topic of conversation. If you could hook a Texas fan up to a lie detector. And more importantly, if you could hook a Texas administrator up to a lie detector, would they go back, not flirt with the Pac-12, not stay with what they've got? Would they have made the move that Texas A&M did? Maybe even with them, would they have made that move? I think that is something that they would love to have over again.
Texas, I think, that has hurt their program. It's
talking to Wes Neighbors, former Alabama center, now a radio show host up in Huntsville. There's been talk about a lot of guys, a lot of talk about Jake Coker, Blake Sims, who's going to be the quarterback, and others obviously coordinating Jake Coker already. I want to talk to you about Ryan Kelly because he's the guy that's if the offensive line doesn't put it together, all these other weapons we're talking about offensively, Wes, can't get maxed out, that's for sure.
Truthfully, I was disappointed with the offensive line last year. I was disappointed that they didn't grow more than they did. I was disappointed in some of their games where basically you see their little things that you're taught as kids, with stepping with the left foot when you're going to the left, stepping with your inside foot when you're double teaming. Just little things that are the biggest things in football they weren't doing. They were getting beat sometimes on the double team in the first game especially, and then looked like they were getting better, and then they take steps back. And against Auburn, I thought they were very inconsistent in the game, doing some the tight end one time, going by the down guy in the gap on a goal line that's a cardinal sin. Some of these are cardinal sins for offensive linemen. And I agree. I think that everything, to me, on this team, that they'll be in the Final Four if the offensive line comes around. Now, Ryan Kelly has the potential to be one of the best centers ever at Alabama, in my opinion. I mean, the fact that he can move, his size, I mean, I'm a midget compared to him. I mean, not weight-wise, but height-wise. I mean, he has everything. He's the prototype offensive lineman for the NFL. He's quick. He can pull. I mean, I've seen him pull and do a very good job. And then I see him do some really stupid stuff in the game sometimes.
Right.
You know, he fires off with the wrong foot, steps with the wrong foot. Just little stuff like that gets you beat. My father used to say, grandma, they step with the right feet and get in somebody's way.
Right. Pretty good line.
I mean, it's one of those things. I think the offensive line is the key to whether this team wins championships or not.
Wes Neighbors joining us here for a few minutes on Radio Row, SEC Media Days coverage brought to you by Cardiology Consultants here on Tide 99.1. I'm Chris Stewart. Your family is such a huge part of Alabama football. Alabama football such a huge part of your family. I know a lot of pride as a parent. You got two boys in the league, one on the sidelines in Tuscaloosa, one still with the playing days in Baton Rouge. Talk about what that's like and update the listeners on how the family's doing.
Well, the family's doing good. You know, of course, my father passed away 2 years ago.
Right.
And he was we miss him to this day, every day. He was something
else. I saw you maybe just a week or two before he had passed away. We ran into each other in Birmingham, and hard
That's
to believe.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to believe. But, you know, he left such a legacy with his family, not with his football. And that's what it's all about. And, you know, my brother's doing well. He lives in Huntsville. We all live within about 4 miles of each other. We see each other a lot. My sister has three children, two boys that are one's huge, but we'll see where that goes. You know,
right.
And of course, Connor, we're very proud of Connor. Connor, he's a duck hunter and went to LSU. You know, he grew up an Alabama fan and would have gone to Alabama, but he didn't fit the mold at Alabama. And you know what? Nobody understood that more than me.
Right.
And I knew they wouldn't offer him. And
true fullback, right?
Well, you know, he was a linebacker.
Okay.
Okay, and he was a great one in high school, but he's only 5'10 and a half.
Right.
And, you know, he had two surgeries, and nobody, I mean, he wasn't a highly recruited kid.
Okay.
Even though he was All-State and all that, and a lot of people think he's one of the best players ever to come out of Huntsville in high school.
Right.
High school player. But they got him, so he felt most comfortable at LSU because I think they really warned him they didn't have a scholarship. I think they'd given him a scholarship off the get-go if they had one at the time. And when he got there, they treated him like he was a scholarship athlete the whole time. He lived with all the scholarship athletes. In fact, it was the second year that the guys were saying, somebody told me you're a walk-on. I mean, that kind of thing. He's played in 31 games since he's been there so far. You know, they did what they said. They gave him a scholarship. When he started playing, they'd give him a scholarship, and they did. And it's helped him grow up faster than you can tell. He's not 2 hours away. He's 7 and a half. And it's a really weird deal for all of us. But it's been fun, too, in another I mean, to see how another athletic base and what they do. And they don't know who I am.
Right.
When
you
I go
can
down
go
there,
be a dad.
I go be a dad. That's exactly right. It's been fun. But, you know, I don't see myself going to many LSU games after he leaves.
Right.
I'll be back in Tuscaloosa. My daughter's enrolling in school this year. We're excited about that in Tuscaloosa. But it's been a fun ride, and I got a lot of good friends that'll be my friends forever down there now.
And for those that don't know, you do have son Wesley, who of course played for Alabama, but is part of the Coach Saban staff. And again, it's kind of interesting. Well, you know, when he comes out of the locker room, like all the other coaches, and in the team, and he'll see me, we'll shake hands before a game, and he'll occasionally ask, "Heard score in Baton Rouge?"
Yeah, his brother are very tight.
Sure,
very tight. And what's really the his manager that works for him and in conjunction with him, and you know, all the coaches have not all the coaches, but the position coaches have managers, and the position coach he works for, and then he does the install stuff, but was my tutor's son who grew up with us.
Right.
I mean, you know, my tutor from college, of course, is one of my best friends. My degree ought to have his name under it, like a painting. But they, and they're over there trying to get the score during the game at times. So, you know, they just want to. Connor's a good dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good guy, and he's turned out to be a good football player.
Okay. So the matchup in Baton Rouge, is that the one that's going to decide the West, or is it going to come down to Bryant Denny in the final game of the regular season?
I think it's going to be both. You know, I think the West has a one-loss team going into the championship game. You know, LSU's really, really good at every position but quarterback. Their problem is that's the most important position.
Sure.
And I don't think they can beat – you can't beat everybody with an average quarterback. And I think that's what Alabama saw when they went and got Jacob Coker, is that the consistency part, that you got to be there every week to win them all. But LSU has the ability to beat anybody. And, you know, and then especially in Baton Rouge, You know, the only game that in the and this will be Connor's fifth year, the only game they've lost in Baton Rouge while he's been there was to Alabama and that comeback.
Right.
They're hard to beat down there, and it's going to be crazy. It's I mean, it was loud before, and now they added on, and you know, they're different people. There's no question about that. But it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's, you know, it's hard not to be, you know, and I don't agree with all the things they do to the visiting fans down there. And sometimes I say something, sometimes I don't, you know. Depends on how big they are and how many are with them.
It depends if it's a middle linebacker or a specialist,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Right. Well, what about our 6'5 guy? But I already only, we don't have a 6'5 kicker possibly next year.
Is that natural?
No, I don't think that's natural.
No, it's not. I mean, if you duct tape two of them together, stack one on top of the other.
I mean, I'd be a little. I look and see, and only weighed 185. I'd be worried if my kicker could whip my ass. So you know, I mean, that'd be.
Are you saying that wasn't the case with Van Tiffin?
No, Van.
You weren't worried about Van.
No, Van. You'd say boo, and he'd run anyway. But you know, Van's a good kid, but his son now was jacked. He was jacked up pretty good. I mean,
yeah.
He was muscular anyway.
Yeah,
Van didn't have a muscle in his body. I guess his hip muscle.
We're going to pull this. I need Van's email address. We're just going to send this little clip up to Red Bay. Hey, Wes, thank you for the time.
Oh,
great
I enjoy
to see
it.
You as always.
It's good to see you, too. And going to be an interesting year. I think there's a lot of teams. I think Mississippi State's one that with the defense, you know. They have a good defense. You
right.
have a good defense, you can win a football game.
And one of the veteran guys at quarterback in the
yeah.
league, relatively speaking, in the league.
Well, yeah, and you know, he shows flashes, but it's funny to me that with Mullen, that his defense is the reason they're winning. And, of course, it's a Saban guy that's doing it.
Jeff Collins.
Yeah. So it's you know, it's going to be interesting in the West. There's no way that there's. I think Arkansas will beat somebody this year in the West.
He's got to get one. I mean, I just can't see them being down. He, you know, for the criticisms after last year, the guy can coach. Arkansas shouldn't be as bad as they've been.
It should have been LSU last year.
Yeah, no question. Tell folks where they can hear you in the afternoons.
Well, I'm on 97.7 ESPN Radio in,
up in Huntsville,
Alabama, from 5 to 7. It's the drive. And I'm on with Steve Moulton. He was the producer before, and
sure,
he's done a lot of good shows. And we have a good time. We have good guests, and you know, we have sometimes a different opinion on things. It's an interesting show.
We'll straighten Steve out, because Lord knows somebody needs to.
That's impossible. We're working on his wardrobe now. I'm surprised he doesn't have his Georgia T-shirt on with a little clap hat for Mark Richt.
Be careful.
All
good
right,
to see
thank you.
You.
All right.
Wes Neighbors, the former Alabama center, one of the greats, and, of course, his family, one of the all-time greats in Alabama football history as well.